see something strange.
Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween, everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat, tell the neighbors gonna die of fright.
It's our town, everybody's scared.
This town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under the stairs. Like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner man hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting out of bounds and how you scream.
This is Halloween,
red and black.
It's like a green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream, everybody scream.
I am the clown with the tearaway face.
Here in a flash and gone with a trace.
I am the who in the cold stare.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween, Halloween.
Tinder problems everywhere. Life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job,
but we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween.
In this town, don't we love it now?
Everyone's ready for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
The Pumpkin Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hails in the pumpkin king.
Now
this is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid, and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the MASH.
It's now the Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the MASH.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the MASH.
It's now the Monster MASH. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my Monster MASH is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this MASH was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can MASH.
Then you can Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Then you can Monster MASH.
Mash good!
Easy, boy, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good!
Monster Mash!
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Chocolate Milk with Tiana
and Shelby.
And tonight, we are doing, in honor of Halloween, which is at the end of the week, we are doing a Halloween theme. Woo-hoo. And in that, the talk, discussion, and topic of the night will be cultural appropriation, especially about Halloween costumes. So, cultural appropriation is the act of taking intellectual property, knowledge, and cultural expressions from someone else's culture without permission. Culture is not a fashion statement. It is not a costume. Culture is something to be respected and shared by the people whose culture it is, if they so choose. Cultural appropriation is not blacks and other people of color straightening their hair, but it is when whites don black hairstyles because of the power dynamic. Anyone of a non-dominant group conforming to the standards of a dominant group is not cultural appropriation. Simply put, people of color in America cannot commit cultural appropriation of whites. But whites can commit cultural appropriation on anyone who is a person of color because the power dynamic allows their partaking or abuse of the culture to become hip and cool while those who it originates with face discrimination. An example of this is hair. Eurocentric standards state that normal hair is fine, silky, and straight, which is nothing like African-American hair in its natural state of coarse, kinky, or fro-like. There are not mainstream products for black hair unless it is to permanently alter it to fit the Eurocentric styles of beauty. So it is a problem when whites don afros or cornrows and twists because they are taking advantage of the power dynamic that is here in the racialized state of America. This goes double for dreads because this also includes the appropriation of a religion. That religion is Rastafarian. So it's important to note that also blacks who are not a part of the religion, Rastafarian, can also commit this cultural appropriation. I am not talking about cultural appropriation simply because I want to police people's self-expression. This is not what informing others about cultural appropriation is about. In fact, when stating that a person from the culture that you are appropriating is policing your self-expression, you're admitting that you don't care about the harm that you're doing to a specific community. This is about considering the ethical context in which you're doing something. Because even if you have harmless intentions, your impact is causing harm. Cultural appropriation contributes to a person's and a people's oppression. Back to the hairstyle example, a black person wearing cornrows is not a fad. In fact, it's a part of the culture. It is a hairstyle that has lasted and persisted throughout the centuries. But when Kylie Jenner did it, for example, many different articles, specifically like web articles, talked about how this hip new fad that Kylie Jenner is bringing to hairstyles. Kylie Jenner. So oppression, one definition of oppression means the prolonged, cruel or unjust treatment or control. This applies to cultural appropriation because blacks receive or undergo unjust treatment for hairstyles and dress that whites do not receive if they were to do the same thing. This is different from cultural exchange because cultural appropriation is taking without understanding, without going to the same lengths to be a part of a culture, to understand a culture, to try to show the appreciation of a culture. Cultural exchange happens when a person engages with a culture as a respectful and humble guest. So if you visit a particular country and follow the rules of that country, or you don a specific garb in order to show your respect, such as Oprah or Samantha Cameron, the British First Lady, when they were interacting with Asian Indians in specific forums, you are not committing cultural appropriation. If you go to a Native American reservation and the people wholeheartedly share their customs, practices, and beliefs with you, you are not committing cultural appropriation. These are forms of cultural exchange. These are forms of participating in another's culture rather than stealing and perpetuating harm. So, this Halloween, in order to not commit cultural appropriation or offend and perpetuate the harm of a community, here are examples of costumes that you should not wear. Native American, princess, or whatever else, do not put on a headdress, don't put a feather in your hair, blackface. You can be your favorite black person without painting yourself black. Like, you can put on a shiny, sparkly, sequined gold dress with some hoop earrings and heels and strut like your Beyonce without painting yourself black. Another example of what you should not do is sexualize minority costumes. Don't be a sexy Indian, whether that's a Native American or an Asian Indian. Don't be a sexy Asian and put chopsticks in your hair and wear like a kimono or something. Don't be any sexy version of a person's race. Even though I didn't talk about the appropriation of LGBTQIA plus community, because they are an oppressed community, wearing a costume as Caitlyn Jenner would be cultural appropriation. It would fall under it. And it's also highly disrespectful to do that. Like,
even though Caitlyn Jenner herself is problematic in many ways, it's still not appropriate to make her a costume. And that's just what I have to say on that matter.
Don't be a geisha. Don't be Dea de los Muertos, one of the, don't be a candy sugar skull or anything that has to do with Day of the Dead, because if you aren't Mexican and you don't understand the whole reason behind it, you are definitely harming and disrespecting a very beautiful celebration. Traditional Indian dress, as in Asian Indians, the bindi is never okay to wear if you aren't of the specific religion it pertains to, because I'm pretty sure it has religious implications behind it. And don't wear a sari on Halloween. Don't be a gypsy. Don't be an Egyptian goddess. Here's the rule of thumb. If it's a way of life or part of the religion of a culture, it's not a costume. So remember that it is never a homage at Halloween. So that's all I have to talk about tonight on cultural appropriation. And I will post links to some articles, I will post some videos, and I'll post some other important related things to further this discussion about cultural appropriation on our Facebook page. So if you haven't liked it yet, you should go like it.
So basically this Halloween, just don't be disrespectful to anybody's race or religion or culture. So that's,
yeah,
that.
Like, you can be a vampire or a zombie
or a witch
or a worm. Like,
I was a witch so many times when I was little. Like,
be like your favorite, if you're a science major, be your favorite periodic table element. Like,
be like a mad scientist, be Frankenstein.
Be the sun, because the sun's pretty freaking cool, because it, you know, makes us live. Be the earth, like, do something that has nothing to do with somebody's culture or religion. And seriously, don't wear blackface. It's not cool. No one will ever be okay with, like, you painting your skin a different color. So just don't do it. Don't do it.
So have fun. Just don't offend anybody. So that's, you know, our discussion on that. And so, in case you guys missed the beginning of the show, I played This Is Halloween from Nightmare Before Christmas, and then Monster Mash, of course, everyone. That's, like, main Halloween song. And so now we're going to get into some songs that aren't typical Halloween songs from movies or anything. They're from, like, actual artists. Not that, you know. So the first song I'm going to play, if you've seen the wonderful movie Wayne's World, you know this song. So, and it is by Alice Cooper.
Also, look out for later on in the show when we talk about our favorite Halloween movies.
And I will be telling you guys when your favorite Halloween movies will be on for the rest of the week. So that, we'll talk about that later on in the show, but now it's Alice Cooper.
Well, I'm evil, aren't you?
All right, that was Feed My Frankenstein by Alice Cooper. And we're going to go ahead and go into the next song, which is Sweet Dreams by Marilyn Manson.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a zombie, have you ever wondered if you too would want to eat someone's brains? Well, this is what the next song is about.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I don't wanna nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns, and you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I'd like to help you, Tom, in any way I can. I sure appreciate the way you're working with me. I'm not a monster, Tom. Well, technically I am. I guess I am. Ground somehow. Meanwhile, I'll report back to my colleagues who were chewing on the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell, and we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. Open up the door. We'll all come inside and eat your brains.
All right, that was Eat Your Brain, like Re Your Brains by Jonathan Colton. He's
that was,
great.
That was interesting.
It was great, wasn't it?
That was an experience.
It's my favorite Halloween song.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So now, before we continue with the rest of the show, we're just going to talk about what our favorite movies to watch around Halloween time are and where you can watch them. So, Tiana, do you want to go first?
Yeah. Okay. So, number one, The Nightmare Before Christmas. So, I mean, like, if that's not in your top five, you're doing it wrong. Halloween Town. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's such a great movie. And then Return to Halloween Town. Because, you know, you got to go back, right? You can't, like, not experience
I'm not a fan again. Of Return to Halloween Town because it doesn't have the original Marnie in it, and that's, I refuse to watch it.
That's true.
I refuse to watch it.
But it's still good. Still good. Also, Casper. Any Casper movie. Like, Casper, the friendly ghost, has to be watched during the Halloween season. Because if you don't, you're doing Halloween wrong. I'm just going to let you know you're doing it wrong. And I think my last one is probably mostly Ghostly. It's a good movie, too. Hmm. Yeah.
I've never seen that.
It's, I think, a Disney movie.
But I feel personally, like, how can Hocus Pocus not be one of your favorites?
I mean, it is one of my, I like it, but it's not one of my favorites. I think, like, to wrap up my favorites, I would have to honestly say that, like, I just, like, marathon Harry Potter during Halloween season. And that's my wrap up. But Hocus Pocus is a great movie.
It is a great movie. Like, for me personally, it's not Halloween without Hocus Pocus. So, like Tiana already said, Nightmare Before Christmas, of course. You know, that's...
It's a must.
It's a Halloween and a Christmas movie. So you can watch it anytime from October till December. And, of course, you can watch it any time of year because it's a great movie.
Yay.
And so Nightmare Before Christmas, Hocus Pocus. And my favorite movie, it's my favorite movie of all time. And I'm a big horror fan, so. And it's my favorite movie of all time. And that's Halloween, Michael Myers. That's my go-to. That's my favorite. And then... it was on Netflix, it's not on Netflix anymore, but it's called Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters. Okay, and let me tell you something. It is produced by Will Ferrell and Adam McKay, who brought you Step Brothers and other, like, it's Will Ferrell, I love Will Ferrell. And it's so surprising because it's a horror movie, it has gore and everything, but it's not like you would expect Will Ferrell and Adam McKay to produce it. And it features Jeremy Renner, who plays Hawkeye in The Avengers. And they're actually planning on making a sequel to this movie. So, I'm sure Hawkeye. You can find it. Yeah. I'm sure you can find it anywhere online to watch it, even though it's not on Netflix anymore. But, with that, I'm going to... For those of you who have Netflix and have a hard time finding horror movies on Netflix that you'd like to watch, I'm a big horror fan, so I'm going to go through and tell you which horror movies you should watch on Netflix.
Or if you're not a horror fan, here are the list of movies you should avoid.
Okay, well, you have The Addams Family. I mean, I grew up with watching The Addams Family.
That's also a, like, Halloween must.
Yes, and that's on Netflix. There's Nightmare Before Christmas is on Netflix. So even if you miss it on TV, it should... be on TV on ABC Family a couple more times this week. And then you have shows like American Horror Story. Watch season 1, season 2, season 3. Avoid season 4. Season 4 was a disaster. Do not watch it. Do not watch it. And also, season 5 is on TV right now. Wednesday nights at 10, I think. And it is good so far. So watch first 3 seasons of American Horror Story. And then, let's see. You have, okay, these are like the real horror movies now I'm getting into.
Oh, gosh. Avoid them.
Well, actually, I'm going to start with one that's not really horror. It's called The Crow, and it's from the 90s, and it is a great, great, great movie. It's not so much horror, but it's a good, you know, action mystery movie. That's dark. So, and Now, for the actual horror movies, there's VHS 1, VHS 2. I would avoid VHS Viral because it's not all that good. And then we have American Psycho. It's a horror movie, but it's not your typical Halloween-y horror movie. And then you have Silence of the Lambs.
Oh my God, that's such a good movie. I love that one. I don't even consider that really horror, but like that's an amazing movie. You should watch it.
God, what's the guy that plays Hannibal Lecter?
Honestly, any of the Hannibal Lecter series movies are great movies
and
to watch.
Watch the show Hannibal. Even though it got canceled, it is an amazing show, and Mads Mikkelsen is a great Hannibal. So, even though it's not on Netflix, you should watch it. I think it's on Amazon Prime or something like that. Okay, and then my favorite horror movie on Netflix has to be The Taking of Deborah Logan. It is a really good, creepy movie with a twist to it. So I would definitely recommend that you guys watch that. And then if you like horror movies that are comedic, there is Housebound, which is a good, funny horror movie with a twist as well. And let's see what else we have. If you're like me, I hate dolls. I hate ventriloquist dolls. And Mm-mm. Dead Silence Mm-mm. is... If
nope.
Dead
no
Silence.
Dolls.
Dead Silence is all about creepy ventriloquist dolls.
I swear, if anyone on this campus brings a doll to my face anytime this Halloween, or after, anytime at all, honestly, I will not be reliable. Like, I can't be held responsible for the consequences you will face. No dolls.
And so, for those of you who know of Chucky, Child's Play.
Oh my God.
There's Curse of Chucky, which is on Netflix, which is the most recent one. There's positive and negative reviews to it. I didn't think it was as bad as I thought it would be, but you guys can make that decision on your own. Oh, also, The Walking Dead, all the seasons except for the one that's on TV right now are on Netflix. I binge-watched it over the summer. Amazing. Okay. Amazing. And there's Creep, which is it's more like an indie horror film. Not bad. And there's Hellraiser. I've only watched Hellraiser 1, 2, and 3. 2 sucked. 3 was eh. The first one, the original Hellraiser, is pretty good. So there's that. Oculus isn't bad. American Mary isn't bad. And, okay, I do not like The Babadook. Some people like The Babadook, I do not. I think it is overrated and...
What's wrong with The Babadook?
Okay, it's just like, it's annoying. One, the kid is freaking annoying. The mom is crazy. And it's just like, it's such a slow, like, it's like a, like going up a roller coaster, but like, the top of a roller coaster is like 3 feet high. Like, it's not, it works its way up, and it has a disappointing ending. I don't like it. So, that's just my opinion on the matter. And that's pretty much, the Saw movies are, you know, if you don't like gore, then don't watch the Saw movies, but most of the Saw movies are on Netflix, so, and they're not that bad either.
Also, if you really want to, like, watch Halloween movies and you don't have Netflix, you could just turn your TV to sci-fi around this time of the year, because that's literally all they have playing. It's just back-to-back-to-back Halloween scary-themed movies.
Except the thing about sci-fi is they play a lot of their original crappy low-budget movies, and they're...
I mean, if you're looking for jump scares... then, like, it's a great place to go anyway, you know?
And also, AMC has AMC Fear Fest, which I'm about to go and talk about it for you guys. But first, to go over, you know, ABC Family's playing some Halloween movies, and I'm going to tell you guys what times Halloween Town comes on, which today was the last day Halloween Town comes on during the actual daytime. And so, if you want to watch Halloween Town again, the only time you're going to be able to see it is at 3 a.m. on Thursday.
Ooh, boy. So, that is early.
Yeah. And then Halloween Town 2, 3 a.m. Friday, and then Halloween Town High, 3 a.m. Saturday. So that's when you can watch Halloween Town. Now, times to watch Hocus Pocus or Hocus Pocus or the Nightmare on the Nightmare
Before Christmas.
I'm getting mixed up. Night Before Christmas, you can watch that on Netflix, or you can, you know, watch it on TV. Hocus Pocus is on right now, actually, on ABC Family. And then it comes on again tomorrow at 6, along with Casper at midnight tomorrow. And then on Thursday, you got the Addams Family Values from 7 to 11, and then Hocus Pocus again at midnight. And then Friday, Addams Family Values, Hocus Pocus at 6:30. And then The Poltergeist at 8:30. The Poltergeist is actually not a bad movie. And also, I forgot to mention The Shining. I think The Shining is on Amazon Prime, so definitely check that out. And all those will come on again on Saturday, the day of Halloween. Now, for actual horror movies, starting tomorrow, my favorite horror movie ever, the whole Halloween series, Michael Myers, is going to be on starting tomorrow until Halloween. So it's going to be on for the rest of the week on AMC. So definitely check that out.
Another cable channel that is doing, like, Halloween all month long is TCM. I don't know what this stands for, but it's a channel that's doing a bunch of Halloween-themed things. And I think it goes fairly well into November as well, so it's a good place to check out as well.
I'm trying to find this one movie on Netflix. Oh, it's called... Let me make sure it's still on Netflix, but it's... Oh, I guess it's not. They took it off Netflix. Never mind that. But that's our Halloween recommendations to you and where you can watch them, and yeah, so.
Also, if you are the type of person who, like, scares themselves poopless because of all of these Halloween scary creatures, just remember, none of them are scientifically probable. So get some sleep at night, because they're not scientifically probable creatures.
Oh, and then just popped ahead, Stephen King's It. That gave me the fear of clowns since I was 4 years old. Who let me watch that
clowns are just scary in general.
Yeah, but that movie got me hating clowns. Okay, so anyway, back to the music. The next song we're going to play for you is by Rob Zombie, and it is Dragula.
Yeah, I am the one extending my name, son, slipping through the
was Dragula by Rob Zombie. And notable mention, since we were talking about horror movies, I happen to like Rob Zombie's remake of Halloween. So I definitely recommend you watch that. I think it's definitely scary. However, the sequel to that, not so much. And actually, I've seen Rob Zombie in concert, and he is pretty awesome in concert. So if you ever get the chance to go see that, I'd recommend that you do it. So we only have a little bit of time left, so we're going to play at least two more songs that are from movies that you guys should definitely know. So go ahead and get into it.
Things on the 31st of October, Halloween. There's the Halloween costume contest in Hamwell Atrium at like 12:15 to 1. So if you are the type of person who dresses in your costume all day long, or if you have nothing to do before 12 o'clock on Halloween, go get in your costume and see if you can win a prize. Also, there's the Perkins Haunt hosted by Peace and Justice on the 31st from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. So those are two really cool events. Well, the Perkins Haunt is a really cool event that you can go participate in this Halloween.
Oh, God.
So have a happy Halloween, my friends.
So the last song for tonight is from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and it is Time Warp.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a stretch in the right.
With your hands on your hips.
Into the time slip,
and nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation,
like you're under sedation.
To the left.
And then a step to the right. Put your hands on your hips.